Arkel was a turn-of-the-century collective of young Prague-based designers, sometimes referred to as the Czech Bauhaus. The movement is nowadays most famous for its cubist ceramics, which are still much sought after, and for its colorful wooden boxes and toys. In this, Arkel's centenary year, the Museum of Decorative Arts in Prague has launched a major retrospective of the movement, whose impact is still felt on Czech design today. Rosie Johnston was shown around by museum director Helena Konigsmarkova, who first explained exactly what Arkel was.
This cooperative was founded by 9 young people, all of them being about 20, just finishing their studies at the Academy of Arts or Applied Arts, or students of History of Art, and even one who was well in finances world to support them. They were thinking how to name this cooperative, and one of them founded out the word Artel, which means in Russian cooperative, in Czech društvo, and that was the intended goal for them to cooperate with artists of different from different fields to prepare a rich and new forming style for applied arts and lifestyle.
Is it fair to say that, like so many other things in this country, the golden age of Arkel was perhaps the interwar period? Is that when it really came into its own, or was it already a bit past its peak by then?
After the war, a lot of the artists, not only for a joint in Arkel, they were part of the new movement and to create a new style for the new state, for Czechoslovakia. So it was a very, very inspiring period. So in the early 20s, all of them were involved in with designing even the national symbols. They were very interested to create new interiors inside modern architecture. But special Arkel, they managed only one big interior. It was a hotel in Slovakia. It was also the part of to work with the new brother country. It was Hotel Hviezdoslav in Tatra, High Tatra.
So it was quite short-lived then, all in all, this period. But what makes it so important? Because, I mean, it is an Arkel in a very different form. It's up and running again today. What was the importance of Arkel over those about 20 or 15 years that it really worked?
First of all, it was the... that this was the first modern movement really done and supported by Czech artists. It was really some first national movement with international regard. And this try to do something new for the society, for the lifestyle, that is the actual idea for today after 100 years. So that was the importance of their role.
Museum director Helena Konigsmarkova talking to Radio Prague's Rosie Johnston. www.radio.cz